Mariah, Andrew Salchunas, alongside my friend D Lineham now until 10 o'clock. We're coming out of Flyers preseason hockey, so I'm sure you guys have all been locked in for the last 3 hours on this station. But if not, welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. No, wrong announcer there, Pat Egan. Pat Egan behind the glass for some reason, but he'll be here for a couple more minutes. Shout out to Benny Odita. He'll be here soon. 610-632-0975. That's going to be the number for people to jump in. D, how are you this evening? The mic's over there. We're all scrambled around here today.
It all ended a little too quick for me, but I was happy they put those extra goals on the board before we got started.
Yeah, it looked like we were going to start about 30 minutes early, but now we're only 12 minutes early.
But we're
here, and we're talking sports, all kinds of different sports. And I texted you earlier.
Yes, I know.
And I want to get your thought on this. And it's actually something that I brought up during the Mays and Martinez Midday Show earlier this week. It was actually on Friday.
So this isn't the violation. This is about the Philly sports
fan. Oh, no. The violation we'll get into later. And just so you guys know, I saw a major violation at a bar, and it was both parties, the man and the woman, that were in this situation. You will find out how bad of a violation. We'll get into that maybe around 9 o'clock.
Okay.
That's when the people were going to the bar, so that's
right.
A good time to,
perfect,
you know, to bring it up.
Yeah.
But I'm witnessing something, realizing something with the Philadelphia sports fan right now. I think people, and I'm not ripping the Philadelphia sports fan right now, but I think people are bored with the Philadelphia sports scene at this moment.
I would say maybe on this Saturday night per se, but I was shocked at the number of people that went to Melbourne United versus the Sixers last night.
Well, that's because there's finally something to go to, right? I mean, if you think about it, the Eagles, their games haven't been that big. They're going to play the Titans this weekend. They played the Colts last weekend. The Buccaneers, not a big team. And the Falcons, which was great, that was a month ago. So with the Philadelphia Eagles, even though they're 2-1, everybody sits on the edge of their seat every single Eagles game.
Sure, and come on, last week with Wentz coming back,
it was awesome.
This week with Alshon.
But that was 6 days ago.
I will agree with you. I do feel
And they're playing the Titans.
The time feels like a long time. Yeah, but you can put some drama into that. First time you see Mariota, you can say maybe the best trade was the one that didn't happen.
Exactly, but here's
all
the thing.
Of that.
Yeah, that's your storyline is, oh, they're finally seeing Marcus Mariota. Remember when he was a big part of that potential trade with Chip Kelly? Well, you know what? He's like a third-tier quarterback. He's not a top-tier quarterback. He's nowhere near the level of Carson Wentz.
True. I mean, he's also hurt, but
yes, he's also hurt. He has had some good games, obviously, in his career, but this isn't a guy where you're like, all right, it's Wentz versus Jared Goff.
No, you should be grateful that the Chip never pulled that trigger. And actually, I went back because he was on a podcast last year, because obviously now he's doing his own thing with the my alma mater. Ugh. But anyhow, that he said, you can say all you want, but they were not interested in anything we offered. They were keeping that pick. So really, it was all much to do about
nothing.
Yeah,
we talked about, I was still here at the station. We talked about it for about 3 months, and it never happened.
And it never was a possibility.
But then it ends up he's not really that top tier of a quarterback. So it's in terms of this upcoming game, the story is not Wentz versus Rodgers, Wentz versus Goff.
No, it's defense better be better than it's been on the road.
Exactly. And then you mentioned the Sixers versus Melbourne United. It was Sixers, which is awesome. We're all happy to see the Sixers back, but it was against Melbourne United.
Correct.
Flyers, yeah, they won today, but it's preseason hockey. And then the baseball team, they should be dead in your mind for the last 2 weeks now. Did you see what happened today before the game even started? Dylan Cousins and Odubel Herrera were in the wrong positions in the outfield. Yes. When they ran out, they realized they were in the wrong position. They had to go, oh, guys, you're playing left, you're playing right. So that's what's going on with the Philadelphia Phillies right now. They're an absolute joke. So when I say that the Philadelphia sports scene is kind of boring right now, can you blame me for saying that? I'm not bored with football. I love football. I'm going to be ready. I'm all jacked up with college football. I know the Penn State game's about to kick off any minute now. That's awesome. But with the Philadelphia sports scene, and I want to know if people are feeling the same way. You got Eagles-Titans. That's not a big marquee matchup. We're going to be sitting on the edge of our seats the entire game, but it's Eagles-Titans. Sixers, they're still in the preseason. Flyers in the preseason. The Philly season is dead. Right now feels like that area in August when there's nothing going on in Philadelphia. August usually stinks for sports talk radio. I feel like we're in August right now.
You're obviously not a golf fan either because you're not watching the Ryder Cup.
I was watching and I play golf, but that's you and I. That's not Philadelphia. That might be 25% of the fan base. Think about how much reaction we got the night you and I did the show after the Buccaneers game, and we had full reaction because it was a loss, and that's different.
And they didn't look great.
Yeah, they didn't look great. This past week, they won. They're 2-1. It's been dead. Not just in the midday show, which I produce, the morning show, Mikey Miss. It's not that there isn't reaction.
It's not sizzling.
Yes, exactly. There's no sizzling conversation in Philadelphia sports right now. And I want to know from the people at 610-632-0975, are people, I don't want to say you're bored with sports. That's not what I'm saying. But right now, is there that same buzz as there was about last year going into this Eagles season, going into this Sixers season? Even the Flyers. The Flyers lost 10 games last year in a row and made the playoffs, but there's not the same buzz right now as there was last year.
I will say the week leading up to the Sixers-Celtics opener will have buzz. Believe me. I just believe the way
it ended.
But
that's not for another 2 weeks.
Right? I know. I get it. And it's really going to be dead when they're over in China because nobody's going to be able to pay attention. Yeah. So I get it in this moment. But I think the two teams and the Flyers, I should count that in too. But the Sixers and the Eagles, I think people, one, you have exciting teams there. Two, with the Eagles, you're just looking for everybody to get healthy for a change. And each week, it seems like you're going to be wanting to see Carson be closer to the Carson that led you for 14 weeks.
Right, and you're seeing another player come back. So you're going to see Alshon this week. Hopefully, Darren Sproles the next week because he's not playing this Sunday, which is another unfortunate news for Darren Sproles. But Ajayi's coming back. He has a small fracture in his back. That doesn't sound good. This Eagles team is banged up. And maybe that's what this whole boring factor is. Are people just worried with the Eagles? And are they not admitting to it? I'm not saying that the Eagles are going to lose this weekend. I still said it multiple times. I think they're going to win the division. But I think there is a certain just dark cloud over Philadelphia right now, especially with the Philadelphia Eagles, because that's the team that won the Super Bowl. That's the team that has the highest expectations. I think there's a little more excitement for the Sixers.
There is.
But in terms of expectations, the Eagles were already there last year. You're expecting them to be there again this year. But there's this dark cloud, this injury bug cloud hanging over NovaCare and the rest of the city of Philadelphia.
Let me ask you, and you'd never want to jump ahead, but you don't think the chatter about the Eagles going into week 5 with the Vikings is going to be significantly different than what this week was?
That's going to get there. But again, right now, we're September 29th. I feel like it's August 29th. And I don't know why that's the reason. Are we just looking ahead to the Vikings game? Plus, the Vikings, they're 1-1-2.
Right.
So it's not like they're 3-0. It's not going to be a 3-1 Eagles if they win Sunday versus the 3-1 Vikings. No, they're 1-1-2. There's still going to be that same buzz. But Nick Foles isn't playing in that game. The Vikings aren't 3-1 or 4-0. They're not the same level as they were last year. So I don't know if it's a fact that people are, not that they're not interested, everybody's interested. But why is it so much more quiet right now with all four teams? The most buzz that it seems like this station and every news outlet is getting is the fact that people want Gabe Kapler fired. And deservedly so for people saying that because he says the team hasn't quit on them and then they go out to the wrong positions today.
Maybe that's the buzz on radio. I can tell you when you look at camera shots of the last two nights of games at Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, there's nobody there.
There's blue seats.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And it was like that when they were in first place.
That's
and
true
they're
too.
Not in first place anymore right. And they are losers of 11 straight games, which is depressing. 610-632-0975.
By the way, were you the one who did the 8 consecutive strikeouts that aired?
Yes.
That was very, very well done.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we put together all 8 strikeouts that started the game against the Rockies and we just played a highlight.
The calls were, I had great appreciation because a lot of times you don't want to sound negative, but at some point you're saying I think it was McCarthy, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's saying swing and a miss.
Yep, 8 straight. That ties a major league record. Like it was bad for the Philadelphia Phillies, and it's still bad. And I wonder if people want to talk about that. Maybe that's where most of the reaction is going. Are most of the people thinking about Gabe Kapler and whether or not he should be fired next year? Because I tell you,
they already said he's coming back. The conversation ends there.
They said he's coming back, but do people want him to come back? I have a feeling that the majority of the fan base doesn't want him to come back. Now, you've been around the Sixers for a long time, and they went through a lot of coaches before Brett Brown, and God bless Brett Brown for sticking around during the years of the process, and now you're obviously seeing growth with the Philadelphia 76ers, but Let's just go to Eddie Jordan. He wasn't here long. He was, what, a year and a half maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Was there talk after year one that he should be fired?
I'd have to go back. I mean, I know when it fell apart in the second year, it was fast and furious. I'll tell you the one, though, Jim O'Brien. And he had a good year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's when you realize there's more to it than just wins and losses for some people. And in the case of Gabe on August 7th, had his team 15 games above 500. And here we are, and they're not going to be above 500. They're not going to have a winning season.
So the reason why I still hang on to the idea that maybe he does not return next year is just because Matt Klentak came out and said that, he has not done the exit interviews yet with the players. And if he has half of the roster come up to him and say, I can't play for this guy anymore during their exit interviews, do you think that would change the mind of a general manager? Even though he's already spoken out and said he'll be back next year. If players are telling him, yes, you know what? We actually did quit on Gabe Kapler this year. Would that change the mindset of Matt Klentak?
Well, I think anytime you... If it's your understanding that the person in charge has lost his locker room, clubhouse, you name whatever you want to call the building, then you have to look within. And that's absolute. So, but I'm not sure you'll get that answer from, because for so much of this season, he's such a positive guy. He never throws his guys under the bus. He has a Andy Reid to him in that regard. Always has their back.
So you like that? Do you like that in a manager? No, I was getting tired of it this year.
I didn't say one way or the other what I like. I'm saying I don't know a player who doesn't like a guy who has his back.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to light a fire under the team.
Totally agree. I'm not disputing that. But if you're saying, I'm saying the only way that Matt Klentak would actually change his position, and we've seen people change their position. I mean, I could give you... Donald Sterling said that Jim Lynham was absolutely not getting fired. 2 days later, he was out of a job with the Clippers. So it happens. I get it. But I'm going to say that unless there was a massive that we can't play for this guy, that it's not happening.
And then what about, okay, let's say he does have the respect of the locker room, but then Manny Machado or Bryce Harper say, I'm not playing for him. Then what's the decision? Because you're not winning if you don't have any of those guys.
No, I get that. That throws a big question mark into that conversation. But you'd have to be in the conversation to be getting those guys to even be able to... Would you ask that question? If you pick them as your guy, you're not the one asking. Would a Machado actually say, I'm not coming just because of that guy? I find that hard to believe.
I'm sure there are those conversations happening. Maybe it's not with Machado and Matt Klentak, but maybe it's Bryce Harper speaking to Reese Hoskins saying, yo, what's it like playing with that guy?
Of course, absolutely. But then again, that's what I say. You'd have to know the pulse of that locker room. And I think you can, and I hope Klentak does. But I'm saying I'm not ready to jump and say that locker room doesn't have his back. Even if fans, and really the way this has unraveled is hard for anybody. I mean, it reminds me of when the Sixers won 10 games a couple years ago, the 26-game losing streak. You know, things start to feel heavy and hard. And I would say that's what that locker room is now.
610-632-0975. So far, the two sort of topics of du jour that we introduced are, one, with the Phillies. Are people ready to move on from Gabe Kapler? I'm already sort of on the fence. I don't want to say yes because I think of Doug Peterson and how many people wanted him fired after a 7-9 year. And look what happened in year two. They won the Super Bowl. But when I look at Gabe Kapler, I think of Chip Kelly. And the reason why I say that is because Gabe Kapler is so set in his damn ways with the analytics. And analytics is good in baseball. Out of the four sports, the four majors, I would think that baseball probably has the most use for analytics in terms of looking at matchups between a pitcher and a hitter. But there's also gut feeling. There's also the idea of this guy went 3-for-3 last night. He should start the next night. Not he went 3-for-3, but he's on his career, 0-for-3 against this starting pitcher, so we're not going to play him. You can't get hot as a player. I've played baseball my entire life. Now I'm slow and old, and I don't play baseball as much. I play in a Sunday league. It's hard to get in a groove playing once a week. So think about these Major League Baseball players that love being in a sort of rhythm, and they want to play every single night. And you might go 3-for-3 with 3 home runs, and the next night you're sitting because Gabe Kapler's computer says it's not good for you to play that night. I hate that theory. I hate that idea, and I hate that mindset, and it seems like that's a mindset that Gabe Kapler follows religiously.
Definitely religiously, and I think his guys knew it from day one when he was hired, so it's not coming out of, you know, left field.
Right,
for
they
them.
Knew that, and then, Matt Klentak said this was an experimental year, and right. to me it failed.
I would say this, I would be interested in knowing, having played a full year with analytics, how players feel it impacted their play and the decisions and how they felt about the decisions on given nights.
Well, that's what's going to go into these exit interviews with the general manager, Matt Klentak, and it'll be interesting what they say. You're listening to 97.5 The Fact, WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. D-Line and myself, Andrew Salchunas, taking you till 10 o'clock. We're talking Phillies. We're also talking whether or not you're just bored with the Philadelphia sports scene. I hate to admit it, right now, it's boring. And I'm not bored with football. I'm going to watch the entire Eagles game, and I'm going to be jacked up. And I think it's just different that in the game, that in the game mode, that's when you're fired up. But the lack of conversation I'm hearing from Philadelphia sports fans regarding the Eagles, even the Sixers. The Sixers were back yesterday, and the only thing people can really talk about was Markelle Fultz finally taking a jump shot, and he made it.
Well, I'll give you another conversation that people wanted to talk about was him being in the starting lineup, and it's going to probably stay that way. I have my own feelings about what that does for that team, but that was an immediate conversation when I left that game last night.
So you were there in the building last night.
Absolutely.
Now, what do you think was going through the mind of J.J. Redick? Now, I heard the reports that he was totally for it, but I feel like a guy like J.J. Redick would rather start maybe against Melbourne United. He's okay coming off the bench. Sixers Celtics, game one of the regular season. Is J.J. Redick on the bench?
I think he is. I think this is absolutely a move that Brett Brown is committed to. I feel like in the same way that he was absolute, not changing it before they ever took the court in preseason last year. Ben Simmons is my point guard.
Right.
Period. And whether he had to suffer any kind of, you know, growing pains with that, he was so committed to that was what this was going to be. He is absolutely committed that he wants Markel to start those games and grow something with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I get the concept that they are the future, but I, for one of your great successes last year was because you had the ability to stretch the floor out of the gate. What having a Markel out there instead of a J.J. Redick put such pressure on Robert Covington to be able to make outside shots? And when he's the only guy, and somebody will say to me, well, you have Dario out there too. A nice stretch four, get it, but not the same as having a J.J. and a Robert on the perimeter. Neither Ben nor Markel, for me right now, and one 15-footer made against Melbourne United is not what, and I would not jeopardize what makes you good. And I don't like to play from behind. And I'm not saying the score will always be from behind, but out of the gate, go with what is made you good. It's the first year you get to come with the same exact starting five that, by the way, was number one in the league last
right.
year, a plus 21 and a half.
So you're upset that you hear that J.J. Redick's going to be coming off the bench to start the game.
I mean, I'm an open-minded person by and large, but I have strong feelings, for obviously, that I don't think it's what makes them their best.
Now, last year, going back to last year, I actually wanted Dario to come off the bench because I can picture him as sort of like a Manu Ginobili type who comes off the bench and has all this energy, plays well offensively, plays well defensively at times. But the fact that J.J. Redick is starting on the bench, I actually agree with you. I would rather come out. Imagine Ben Simmons getting a tip and then he just throws it over to J.J. Redick. He hits the three. You're up 3-0. Markelle Fultz, it still looked like he was hesitant to shoot from the outside, even though he drove the lane very well. How can you spread the court with Ben Simmons, who is still hesitant to shoot the three, Markelle Fultz, who is hesitant to shoot the three, and we're going to go back to what we saw in the playoffs constantly when Joel Embiid has to go to the top of the key to set a pick and roll?
Well, first of all, his mindset has changed. He wants to be more in the low post.
Good.
And he should, because he should be dominant, and he is. And, I just last night, what the season this guy can have is really going to be
MVP level.
Oh, absolutely. But I will say this, in terms, maybe the philosophy becomes that you're trying to outrun everybody to start games. So, you know, the opening tip now, it's Ben and him facilitating, and you're just trying to fast break as often as you can. I'm not going to dispute that you can do it differently. I'm just saying that what worked, and you have the ability to start a year like that, you can change other things along the way. And Brett's answer would be, I like what I've seen from him in September.
So I wonder what Sixers fans think about that. 610-632-0975. You see last night, and D's believing this is going to be something that we see more of, is J.J. Redick coming off the bench. Now, again, to the thought of Markelle Fultz, I would rather him come off the bench because when Ben Simmons goes out, you need a point guard. And I feel like Markelle Fultz was drafted to be a point guard who could also play alongside Ben Simmons. Again, if he's still hesitant to shoot the three, I don't want
Forget
him
the
and
three.
Ben, yeah, I don't want him and Ben Simmons on the court at the same time for an extended period of time. So what are you going to do? You're going to take Ben and Markelle off and then go back to TJ McConnell?
No. First of all, one of the things that you saw most of last year, Ben or Joel were always on the court, pretty much. That's how he likes to work it. And so now I think the idea is the same. We are growing Markelle to be on that. And now you have three that one of your stars is always out there. And usually if you have him develop like that, it's going to be two of them are capable of being out there together. I just don't see when you don't have the shooting. I actually went to look. I'll share numbers with you in terms of, like, for instance, right off the top of your head, you know, Houston Rockets took the most threes, made the most threes. They didn't shoot the highest percentage. They were actually 14th. But I say there is a significant drop-off in three-point shooting for a team that has said from day one, we want to shoot threes and we want to push the pace. That's what they want to do. I think you're going to see a significant drop in the number of threes made by this team because of the lack of Marco Bellinelli and Ilya Sova and JJ coming off the bench. Now, if you look at his minutes last night, it's 28. He averaged 30 a year ago. The minutes, maybe the drop-off isn't that significant. I'll wait and see. It's obviously, it's a direction they've thought about. They're definitely doing it, and they're thinking future for the organization.
610-632-0975. So that's definitely an area of conversation we can have today is this. The Sixers, they played Melbourne United yesterday. We don't necessarily care about the game. We don't care about Markelle Fultz hitting one jump shot. But what we are looking at is a starting lineup that did not include J.J. Redick and it included Markelle Fultz. Are people ready to pencil Markelle Fultz in the starting lineup? I'm not, and it looks like D. Lineham isn't as either.
Well, I'm not going to be the good guy, I can tell you that. I think most of the city does want him out there. But I'm just saying from a philosophy of how you were successful a year ago, it's taking a serious turn from them.
And I also believe in earning that spot, and J.J. Redick earned that spot last year. And to me, he deserves to be in the spot again this year. And we hear that J.J. Redick is okay with it. I'm not 100% sure if he is. And maybe there's something
I will say this. He's a team first guy. He really is.
He does seem like that.
Dario's that way, too. They are. They're similar in that way. And, you know, like a Lou Williams, I always go back to. Lou finished games. He was a stud in fourth quarters. So JJ's going to get his. I get that. I just don't know if it's the right way to start games on the best positive way. That's all I'm asking.
She's D. Lineham, and I'm Andrew Salchunas, and we are taking you till 11 o'clock right here or 10 o'clock, excuse me, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extract, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extract treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extract. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. Extract uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live Extract Clear. Call 800-445-2814. That's 800-445-2814. 800-445-2814 or visit xtracnow.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas, and I'm warming up for this week's pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Tune in before the game to hear my take on the return of Wentz Week 2 and how the Birds will do this weekend in Tennessee. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you, and don't forget to join us at Sugar House 3 hours before kickoff.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hi, this is Pierre Robert. You're not used to hearing me here, but I have an important message about suicide prevention. Sadly, each year we lose far too many to suicide. It's now the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. There is something we can do about it, though. Join me on Sunday, October 7th at the Philadelphia Museum of Art for the Walk to Raise Awareness for Suicide Prevention. Be a part of the movement turning hope into action and create a culture that's smart about mental health. Funds raised at the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Learn more at afsp.org/Philly Walk.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Sports talk for Sicklerville and all of Camden County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
8:16 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas alongside D-Line, and we're all over the place today. As much as I say people are bored with the Philadelphia sports scene right now, there is still a lot going on, right? You got Penn State playing Ohio State. I know that's a big matchup for a lot of people today. And then in the major sports, the Phillies are a dumpster fire, which is actually a fun conversation to have at this point. Gabe Kapler angry yesterday saying, we're playing bad baseball, but this team hasn't quit. I think the team has quit. Maybe not on Gabe Kapler, but when you lose 11 straight and you lose your chance at making the playoffs, people start hanging their heads. The tail starts going between the legs. I think they have started to quit a little bit in that locker room. Then you got the Sixers playing Melbourne United. They're back. The Eagles playing the Titans tomorrow. There is a lot going on right now, but I just don't feel the same energy as maybe 1 year ago to this date.
I'm going to go back and look at what happened on this date in Philly
sports. In history 1 year ago?
Yeah, for you, Andrew. I'm going to check it out and see if I felt any kind of buzz. I don't think I did, definitely, for the Sixers, because preseason is preseason.
I did.
What, you did because Ben was coming?
Yes, because Ben was coming, and it was the first year where I was only expecting 40 wins last year. But 40, well, not 40, but in the 40 range.
Sure.
But I was finally like, okay, they're going to go around 500. And it's not going to be 20 wins, and we're just going to get excited for a 10-win month of January. I expected around 500 last year. So I was excited going into the season. I'm excited for this season, too, but not as much as I was last year, because there's a new buzz in the air.
I think there's more buzz with the Sixers for this season than there is. The buzz for the Eagles is like, oh, I just hope we can get back and repeat. But there's some trepidation when you're going that route. Whereas last year, all things are possible. And as you're racking up victories and you're watching a quarterback who would have won the MVP if he hadn't gotten hurt.
And then he gets hurt and goes down.
So there's great drama to that.
Well, that's why I said there's higher expectations for the Eagles. But I do believe there is more excitement for the Sixers this year.
You are going to love the style of play, let me tell you. They have some, it is a fun way to play. Despite not having the shooters that I think are necessary to start the
game. Well, they're quick moving. They had the most passes, right? Per possession last year, they had the most passes.
And the argument could be with a second facilitator, the likes of Markell, that gives you options to post Ben more if you want to at the four, which they will do, I guarantee you. I need to see them against a real opponent. I mean, last night was a little, with all due respect, a little sloppy and not anywhere near what, you know, you're going to face on a...
And Embiid had about 5 inches on the center, so he would just turn around, just drop the ball in the net.
Embiid, how about Simmons had about, a foot, and then I go and look, and the guy's name was Ware Jr. And
Casper Ware,
yeah,
right?
Casper,
former Sixer
right,
for not,
yep,
nine
one
games.
The, one of the gypsies.
One of the processors.
One of the gypsies, I call him. But he's 5'8", and that's over a foot. You could have posted Ben all night long if you wanted.
So maybe when we get some real teams, we'll start talking more Sixers, I guess. 610-632-0975, all different types of conversation today. And, of course, the Eagles are playing the Titans tomorrow. I think people are sort of just looking past it, and that's not a negative thing. I feel like the Eagles are going to win easily against the Titans. I mean, it might not be like, it's not a 40-0 blowout, but I'm going to be sitting in my rocking chair again tomorrow. Like I was last week against the Colts, and it was a 20-16 win. It wasn't a big win last week, but were you worried last week? I was in a rocking chair last week. I'm going to be in one tomorrow.
Last week, because of the weather, was a little more concern, and Carson's first game back in that kind of weather, because it was supposed to be sloppy, and it was. Meaning, you know, the rain coming and whatnot.
But when I saw his escapability... Even with the knee brace
that
on,
easily goes, oh,
I was like, all right, there's nothing wrong with Carson.
No, there isn't.
Trade Nick now because you don't need him anymore. Like, I was so relaxed last week, and I'm going to be relaxed this week. I might not be relaxed against the Vikings because, like we said about Melbourne United, the Vikings might be the first formidable opponent for the Eagles because you didn't really care about the Titans, or you're not caring about the Titans. You didn't care about the Colts. The Bucks, even though the Bucks beat the Eagles, they're not that big, juicy, sexy name like teams like the Vikings or the Packers or the Rams.
I would agree.
That's why I feel like there's not as much reaction going into this game right now.
But there are some questions. Aren't you concerned that the defense shows up better than it did when it went down to Tampa Bay?
Marcus Mariota's got a bum hand.
He can run.
I'm not worried about this game at all. I don't know.
It's true. He only passed for 100 yards last week.
That's my biggest worry, is that I'm not worried. Like, why do I feel this way? Is it just because they won the Super Bowl? I've been saying it for weeks. I have no concerns with the Eagles.
Right.
I've been saying it for weeks now. And that's why I think a lot of Eagles fans are in the same boat as me. Right now, people are going down to Nashville to party. People went down Thursday night, got there Friday, Saturday. They're drinking their heads off.
I saw that one picture of the flight that went down, the chartered flight. It was awesome.
And it was all the liquor was gone by the end of the flight, right?
Absolutely.
610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones, talk to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew, Steve, how you two doing this evening?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thank you.
How about you, Andrew?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Hey, you know what? Look, I want to talk to you specifically, but D, jump in at it also and kind of figure this out for you. See, look, this was supposed to kind of be a unique year where you had all four of your teams that you thought could have could contend for the playoffs. Yeah, and why we're so critical, you know, and look, I am watching the game only because there are no law on the mound, but I am watching the game. And you know, why we're so PO, because this was supposed to be a team that you thought was going to be in the playoffs, maybe further, and the big drop off. No, that a lot of focus going into that, but there's more to it. The four or five guys they fired, in my opinion, is the hating coaches down in the minor leagues was purely because they didn't want to teach us analytic idea of launch angle. You look at these batters, they try to uppercut the ball so darn much, they end up swinging through a pitch. It almost is sickening to watch it, you know, any at bat that these teams, these players make, whether it's the guys they brought in or already had here. And that's what I think is annoying me more. Not just Gabe Kapler, that's annoying too, but it's also everything else. All three of our other teams, though, are still par for what they're supposed to be. Whether it's the Eagles, the Flyers, or the Sixers, we all have a lot of confidence that they're all going to be back to where they were last year, if not just a little bit further, unless, unlike the Eagles, they're going to be, you know, but the Flyers and the Sixers are going to be better than they were last year. So we're not worried as much as we are the Phillies because of the expectation.
Well, I would say this. Are you worried more because of the philosophy moving forward, which is kind of what Andrew was pointing to, with the analytics and what it does to guys and what it might prevent you from doing if it isn't what players want to play in?
Yes, and I tell you barely why. Because McPhailen and Klintak have already bought into this philosophy, or those four hitting coaches would never have gotten fired in the first place. That's how, that's showing you the dissent going on within your organization over this. But they're so, they've already dedicated so much to this. To go back now, which that this set the guys that are playing back as far as it is setting Gabe Kapler back. So it's setting the organization so far back, and these guys are so talented. And you had hope for the talent on this team, the Reese's, the Herreras, the Francos, that it would almost be a waste of their talent because now you have to start over and now you have to go find another manager, and he's going to have his guys and his
players. All right, well, Chris, let me ask you, would you fire him if you were Matt Klentak right now?
Yeah, but at the same time, because I think it can be salvaged, but then you got to worry about taking care of the inter-organization. Now do you try to get those other four guys back because you're desperate to get back to, you know, fundamental baseball? Yeah, I do. I would fire him immediately.
All right, Chris, we appreciate the phone call, man. 610-632-0975. See? I'm on the fence right now because I do look at the Doug Peterson factor of he went 7-9 year one, he comes back year two, and he wins the Super Bowl, and he has his own methods of coaching a team. He has his own methods of running an offense. I think Gabe Kapler is too far into the analytics, and that's why I don't appreciate him as much as a guy like Joe Girardi, who is available, who, if he calls the Phillies right now, I would want them to hire him immediately. I wanted them to back the truck up for him last year so we didn't have to go through Gabe Kapler. But I also just can't say, oh, they stink, fire him. Because if I said that they were going to finish three games under 500 back in April, I'd be lying to myself. I didn't think they would be this good.
Doesn't feel this good right now.
No, and losing 11 straight, and that's why during these exit meetings, I have to find out, did these players quit on Gabe Kapler?
Well, I will say this. The other thing is of a Kapler, when you do your own self-evaluation, and you can have strong philosophy ideas, like we're going to shoot threes and we're going to push the pace, and if we lead the league in turnovers for a fifth time out of the last 6 years, we'll live with that because of the style of play we want. So the same thing with a Gabe Kapler. Do I need to make some adjustments with my approach with analytics? Should I take a little bit back and make some adjustment there to maybe have greater success and also appease, you know, people around you a little bit.
Right, but that's also what we said about Chip Kelly. We kept on saying, Chip, maybe you slow down the offense a little bit because your defense is gassed. And he just kept on saying, no, it's my way or the highway. And I feel like Gabe Kapler is sort of going into this same method of it's my way or the highway. He's using eight pitchers from the fourth inning on.
But I will say he works, it would appear to me, he's working in tandem with Klintak, as opposed to Chip was in charge of everything.
Right, he's Klintak's guy.
Yes.
Klintak brought him in for a reason because Matt Klintak believes in this analytics stuff as well.
Correct. It's a tandem there. That's the only difference I would say with the Chip Kelly and him.
So I wonder if there's other people like Chris in Williamstown who want Gabe Kapler fired after just 1 year, and you can jump in on the phone, 610-632-0975. Again, there's no buzz. The most buzz right now in Philadelphia is the baseball manager who's been out of the playoffs for over a week now. That's what's going on in Philadelphia right now. Talking about firing a manager, not the 2-1 Eagles, not Sixers because they played Melbourne United.
No, definitely
not. And not even the Flyers because the Flyers are usually the fourth team anyway for a lot of people in Philadelphia, sure. And they're in the preseason.
Well, Thursday they'll be in Vegas for real.
Yeah, and it's a 10 o'clock start. How about
right,
that?
That doesn't ever help.
That's the other thing that stinks about this situation is when you finally get hockey back, and I'm excited. I'm going to be producing a lot of the games this year, so I'm going to get my Flyers hockey knowledge back up because it has gone away for a lot of years because I hated the way the organization was being run. God rest his soul, Ed Snyder, the final years when they just kept on bringing in veterans, I did not like it. I like what Ron Hextall's doing now, but who cares about preseason hockey? And when you finally get regular season hockey, it's going to be 10 o'clock at night in Las Vegas, and it's going to be a delayed start because they're going to raise a banner.
Yes.
So there's all kinds of stuff going on in Philadelphia, but there's not as much buzz as I would think there would be.
We just got to get you through the next week, Andrew.
I think so. But I don't think it's just me. And I want to know from people, 610-632-0975. Where is this buzz for people right now? What are people focusing on the most right now? Yes, Eagles football.
Definitely Eagles, yeah. But it's an absolute.
But you're not hearing the same conversations that you did last year. And is it because they won the Super Bowl? Everybody talks about how the team, there was like, oh, what if the players are in a Super Bowl hangover mode? I don't think the players have a Super Bowl hangover. I think a lot of the fans do. Because a lot of people say, even after they lost to Tampa Bay, oh, they're fine. They won the Super Bowl. They'll be back there this year. I think people are almost sort of just like, yeah, get me to December. I truly believe that fans just sort of want to get to the playoffs. They just want to get there happy and healthy.
I think they want to see people healthy. I think there will be a buzz. I think just like you wanted to see what Carson looked like last week, I think people want to see if Alshon looks like his old self.
Yeah, but he doesn't get the ball every play.
No, but he was targeted most by Carson a year ago, 99 times.
Well, it's true, but it's a wide receiver. It's not Carson Wentz. It's not your franchise quarterback.
And right, but because your offense hasn't, like, sent you over the moon yet, anything that comes back would feel like it helps.
Right, and it's you came into the season limping, right? You had Nick Foles for two games. Then you have Carson Wentz, and his first game back, he scores a touchdown in his first possession. But then they end up scoring only 20 points. So the offense isn't grabbing. It hasn't been a sexy offense so far.
And then when you turn on the TV and you can watch the Rams, now that's fun to watch.
So, all right, now let me ask you this question because I know a lot of people talked about it. Are the Eagles at the same level of the Rams?
Not that I've seen yet. That's just me. I mean, and maybe I've only seen, I saw the Rams last week. Did I see them the week before? I'm not sitting there watching every play like I did the
right.
Eagles.
Of course, yeah. And if anything, you're catching them on red zone, right?
Exactly. So,
but the Eagles Rams right now, if they faced each other, I wonder how many people would think that the Eagles are going to flat out win. I don't know if many people are that confident in terms of. I mean, we ran Twitter polls about it. Are the Eagles as better? Will the Eagles beat the Rams right now through 4 weeks, through 3 weeks? Can you say the Eagles will beat the Rams?
No, but I think
it's 50-50.
I think they would also point to not being full strength because of the injuries, and they are to key people in their opinion.
Right, they're not at full strength. So currently,
it would be
a tough matchup for the Eagles right now.
Tough matchup.
And I think that's part of this dark cloud that's over the city of Philadelphia right now is. Eagles injuries, you're watching the Rams score 30 points a game, it seems like, and then the teams that the Eagles are playing, there's just not as much buzz as there was last year.
You're getting to them later in the season.
So maybe
which actually could be a good thing, because if you were banged up and having to play your more formidable opponents right now,
they could be 1-2.
Correct.
They could be 0-3.
So get healthy, and when the big boys are coming, you should hopefully be at full strength, and then we'll see hopefully a Super Bowl championship caliber team again that looks like they can defend their title.
So maybe people are just like me in the rocking chair, right?
Sure.
Like, do you have worries for tomorrow's game?
I mean, I also watch things and never assume. That's just me. I think people have bad days. I mean, I don't think I was supposed to be worried that Tampa Bay was going to beat them.
Right, and I was on the same page with you. I thought they were going to win easily, and they didn't. But I'm going, I have no concerns for this game against the Titans. And that's why I think there's a lack of buzz, because people are just sitting back. I already got a tweet from Dustin Troxel, who's a big fan of the station. He says the reason why there's no buzz is everybody's drunk down in Nashville right now.
There you go.
But why is that? Like, why is there not as much buzz for the Eagles right now? Where is that buzz?
Well,
is it because people are like me, just sitting in a rocking chair? And that kind of, I'm not going to say that concerns me, but I'm so used to always being on the edge of my seat, looking for the next possible disaster to happen. And it's not there, is good.
Did you really sit on the edge of your seat through last season?
Oh, yeah. Every single play.
You didn't think your team was better than majority of the opponents that came through?
Well, I was still sitting on the edge of my seat, because once the expectations started getting higher and higher and higher, and I was saying, all right, this could be finally the first year where they win the Super Bowl, I was on the edge of my seat every single play.
All right.
This year, rocking chair. I still have expectations for the Super Bowl, but because they already did it last year, I think, oh, they'll get there again. They'll be fine. There's no worries. I have no concerns.
You have no concerns.
I have no concerns because Alshon Jeffrey's coming back. Carson Wentz is now back. They are getting other players. The positions where they are.
Yeah, but you look
hurting.
around the league. There's some talented teams out there.
There are, especially the Rams. And I don't think
Rams
right
was
now.
The one I brought up.
I don't think right now the Eagles beat the Rams. I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. But then again, it's not playoff time yet. It's only week four.
Yeah. And you look at the Packers, you don't get scared, obviously. The Vikings, you're not worried. I get it.
But how many times have you heard Eagles fans say it's only week four? You never hear that.
No, that's true.
And is it because they won the Super Bowl and now you're just sort of like, all right, they're going to do it again?
Well, look how often that happens.
It doesn't happen often.
And that's 304.
That's why I'm so confused with the fact that, why am I so relaxed? Why am I so laid back? Now, you don't seem as relaxed as I am.
Well, just because I don't take things for granted. I also think when you go on the road, you can be a different team. And just having seen what the defense did down in Tampa Bay, and then when people bring you the statistics of, I don't think the Eagles are the only one, but who they've been on defensively on the road versus at home, it's significant. Okay, I get it. So maybe that's my one concern. But after that, I don't know, and I also, like, I'm looking forward to seeing the Titans running game. You have to stop that.
Derrick Henry, he can't rush for over 60 yards, and the Eagles front four
I get it.
That's part of my reasoning for just being like, all right.
You think they can wrap Mariota up all the time?
Yes.
All right.
He can't throw.
Schwartz didn't say that this week about his ability to get out of the pocket and how fast he is.
Well, that's Jim Schwartz. He's got to say that. He's got to keep his players on their toes.
All right.
I'm a fan. I'm an analyst.
I believe, I don't know, I believe coaches. I believe, maybe I have a little too much of the analytics. No, I shouldn't say that. Not the analytics.
Yeah, analytics is a bad word now in Philadelphia.
No, not the analytics. More of the matchup. I think there's parts of every game, any sport, where the matchups, you look at it and you say, now that's going to be interesting.
But I think the Eagles win the majority
of
the matchups.
Okay.
And I wonder people feel more like D, where you're sort of still hovering with, you're not hovering with concerns. It's not everything's, not concerned about everything, but.
I just don't see it as a layup.
You have the any given Sunday mentality where the Eagles could lose any Sunday. Right now, me, I'm looking at this Eagles-Titans game, and for my career of being a Philadelphia sports fan, I've been a pessimistic fan. Not right now. It's changed.
Except for the Phillies.
Well, except for the Phillies, but I also just don't like the manager, Gabe. I didn't like the hiring to begin with. I was not.
You're on record as saying that.
Yeah, I said that when I first started doing shows. I'm saying it today. I still don't like the hiring of Gabe Kapler, and I believe he probably should get another year because they did better than what they were expected to do. Even though they completely fell off at the end of the year, they did do better than what they were expected to do this season. And that's why I think he does end up getting a second year. That's why it pains me to say he probably deserves a second year. He doesn't have the most talented roster. Clearly, we saw that.
No, but you brought up a good point earlier, and that is you cannot allow his style of coaching prevent you from landing the big name that you have said you want to go get. You have the ability in your pockets to go get. But if that style and this disastrous final 6 weeks prevents you from landing that guy, then as an organization, you got to look within.
And also the players themselves, if they are quitting on the manager and they do those exit interviews and they say, you know what, man, I can't play for this guy anymore. And if it's one person, if it's Odubel Herrera that says that, then you're like, Odubel, you're the only guy.
Right.
But if 20 of the 25-man roster comes up to Matt Klentak and says, I'm done.
Your big ones are Hoskins, Nola,
Jake Arrieta, even though he didn't pitch to the level of Jake Arrieta that we've seen in years past, he's still a vocal leader on that team. I mean, think about it. It was, what, 2-3 weeks into the season, he basically said he's got to stop meddling with the team's business. Yeah. He came out and said that right away. A guy that's won a Cy Young, a guy that's won a World Series, the vocal leader on this team. He called out the manager and said he's got to stop. These shifts are bad. We have the worst shifts in baseball. And it never changed. It didn't get better. They started winning games. But when you look at some of the deeper statistics, not just batting average, they have some of the worst defense in the major leagues. They have guys like Rhys Hoskins, who I did not realize how poor of a defender he is in terms of saving runs. He does not save runs in the outfield. So when you look at these deeper stats, the Phillies are one of the worst teams in a lot of categories. And that's why they did have this eventual drop-off.
Right, which makes the other part of the season more miraculous because of how bad they are in so many categories. If you look just at the numbers, I'd love to know how analytics would explain that to me.
Gabe Kapler knows all, right? Apparently. 610-632-0975. We're also going to get into some more Sixers talk on the other side. D. Lynam was in the building for the Melbourne United game against the Philadelphia 76ers. Markelle Fultz putting up a jump shot, but Markelle Fultz was in the starting lineup, and J.J. Redick was coming off the bench. And I know J.J. Redick can come right off and put up 10 points in a matter of seconds because he can hit a couple threes.
And somebody, you know, could take the side that he's 34 years old and you could be saving his legs by playing him in this kind of role. I'm sure you saw what the example that Brett Brown went to was asking Manu Ginobili how he felt when right. they did that in San Antonio. And I think there are some not Manu Ginobili is going to be a Hall of Famer. So
yes.
I'm not, please out there, don't think I'm comparing that. But there are similarities to making this move with when San Antonio made that move in terms of the style of play, the jumper, and what you can get out of the guy moving him to the sixth man and now making a place for a guy you drafted number one overall and you believe is as every much part of this future and a star as a Joel Embiid.
But
and
do
a
you
Ben
put
Simmons.
Him in right away? I'm not ready to just put him in the starting
it's
lineup.
It's not because it's the style of his game is the only reason I'm not for it. I'm not saying one way or the other. If you really believe he's worked to earn that position, and I don't think that he overtook JJ. I think it really is the belief in wanting him to learn to play with Ben and Joel and learn it. Let's start now because this is who we are and this is what we're investing in.
But you're almost experimenting really early on.
Oh, no, you are. Absolutely you are.
And I'm not sure if I'm ready for that.
Oh, you had the fifth best record in the NBA last year.
610-632-0975. She's D. Lynam, and I'm Andrew Salchunas, and we're taking you till 10 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Stephon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, thick green grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the fewer weeds you have.
Well, my guys in natural lawn are scientists. They can explain exactly how that works. I'm not, I don't care, because I just like a lush green lawn. Hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty over the winter so it looks amazing when it comes up in the spring and then all year long. They've been helping my lawn grow at its best for years, and I continue to recommend them because their system works. Call Natural Lawn of America and get their limited time offer today. When you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, they'll come out and seed your lawn free of charge. Just call this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
Sports bettors of Philly, if you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at allstarsportspicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks is on a hot streak, going 3-0 last week in pro football and 5-1 in college football. So get on board right now and become a consistent winner every month. Start this week with 3 huge college game plays this Saturday. Ohio State, Penn State, Stanford, Notre Dame, BYU, Washington, and more. So log on and sign up at allstarsportspicks.com. That's allstarsportspicks.com.
If you're a pro, you know the drill. Pull off the impossible. Keep it affordable. Don't cut corners. The Home Depot is up to the challenge with top names like the Kohler Wellworth Toilet. Now at a great price, just $119, almost 30 bucks off. You don't compromise. With Kohler, you won't have to. The Kohler Wellworth Toilet, only 119 bucks. Now at the number one Kohler retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 31st.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $175 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
Hi, this is Pierre Robert. You're not used to hearing me here, but I have an important message about suicide prevention. Sadly, each year we lose far too many to suicide. It's now the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. There is something we can do about it, though. Join me on Sunday, October 7th at the Philadelphia Museum of Art for the Walk to Raise Awareness for Suicide Prevention. Be a part of the movement turning hope into action and create a culture that's smart about mental health. Funds raised at the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Learn more at afsb.org/Philly Walk.
Catch Birds game day action every week live from Sugar House Casino, starting with the Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas and Devon Givens. Watch the game on the big screen with me, Eitan Shander, Dollar Hot Dogs, $2 Miller Lite Drafts, free parking, and more. For more info, 975thefanatic.com. You must be 21.
The Missinelli Station. Afternoon. 97.5 The Fanatic.
8:47 Saturday evening, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas alongside D. Lynam. And coming up at 9 o'clock, D, I will tell you about what happened at the bar last night. Major, major violation on both parties. The man and the woman, it looked like it was their first date. So I'm sure there was probably some awkward things they got to get used to each other. But what the woman did and then what the man agreed to do was just insane. So make sure you listen at 9 o'clock. I need to get these. Because, you know, I believe you have a purse with you, right?
Of course. It
involves a purse.
Okay.
So I don't own a purse. So I'm going to have to ask for your purse knowledge, your purse insight on this. And me being the man in the situation, what he did, I almost said get out.
Andrew, by the way, this is an excellent tease.
Yes, thank you very much.
In the business, we call that an
excellent. Stick around for 9 o'clock. But right now, we're all over the place. I mean, we have the Eagles tomorrow night. The Phillies, a lot of people want Gabe Kapler fired. But we did get Sixers basketball returning yesterday, even though it was against Melbourne United. We finally saw Sixers action, and we saw it wasn't Summer League. It was the players. You saw Ben Simmons. You saw Joel Embiid. You saw J.J. Redick. But J.J. Redick was not in the starting lineup. Markelle Fultz was. And I know Brett Brown said that before the game. Did you know earlier that a decision like that was going to happen?
Well, I had said all along that I really thought that Markelle Fultz would be the centerpiece of the bench crew, so to speak. I just believed that was going to be the way it went. And I thought that they would do it more for him to allow him an easier transition back after a year that was really tough for him to go through. He's admitted it. He said no 19-year-old has ever done this. I don't agree with that. I think there's plenty who have had trouble.
Right.
Jahlil Okafor could tell you a little about having a tough year, too. So anyhow, I just thought that that seemed, and because he wants the ball in his hands, and it would take pressure off of him having to take jumpers, that seemed what they would do. So I wasn't surprised that they would try it. What I was surprised is that they are absolutely committed to this.
Now, do you have any fears? Because I sort of do. And this goes back to the theory of not having J.J. Redick on the court and Robert Covington. Full disclosure, I'm not a big Robert Covington guy. I'm sure you've known a lot of people that are not fans of Robert Covington, but then there's a lot of people that are fans of Robert Covington because of how well he is as a perimeter defender and how he can be a streaky shooter in terms of quality three-point shots. There's also some really bad nights for Robert Covington. But when you see the court of Embiid, Simmons, Fultz, Covington, and Šarić, and J.J. Redick is coming off the bench, now you have two guys that probably want the ball in their hands, bring it up the court, and that's Fultz and Simmons. Do you think Markelle Fultz would be comfortable as being that number two? Because right now, I don't see him being a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter right now.
Oh, no, he's not. He's definitely not that. What I do think that is a good sign is that he and Simmons have a very good playing off each other relationship. And I do believe that when Ben wants to grab it off the rim and go, Markelle can go with him and he can find him in the open floor. I mean, Simmons had 14 assists last night, so we're not seeing where Markell's just going to take the ball from him. That's not going to be the case.
But do you think it hurts them offensively a little bit when they were so used to going down the court and hitting finding transition threes,
absolutely,
whether it was Redick or whether it was Covington or Šarić at some point if he was trailing, and Embiid if he's trailing, without J.J. Redick on the court? And obviously, there's going to be points in a game where he's not on the court because he's got to sit and breathe and drink some water. But now you're starting the game, and I don't think you have that same electricity unless you're just dumping it off to Embiid in the post. Because again, Simmons isn't pulling up for a three. Markelle Fultz isn't pulling up for a three.
No. I mean, you have two guys out there, basically, who will are capable of possibly doing it, which means Dario has to run to his spot in the corner. And it means that Covington has a trailer. Maybe you just drop it off for him and he's pulling up and maybe doesn't go through the inconsistencies that we have seen over the course of his time as being a 76er. He has those. He rides it like a roller coaster. And his times when he's not making threes, and I know Brett has always been in his corner saying he'll come back out of this, but some of them have lasted quite a bit of time. And so I just say that it's not going to look the way they have drilled into the fan base's head. Like, we're running to our spots and we like threes in transition. They do. They have. I just don't see how that's going to be the way they start the game.
Now, obviously, Ben Simmons is going to still try to push the ball up the court.
Absolutely.
But do you think it almost feels like...
now you're looking for cutters.
You go back to Doug Collins and the Run With Us. Remember that? Run With Us. That was with Thad Young and Drew Holiday and the likes of those guys. And now you're going with Ben Simmons and Fultz. Do you think they slow down more offensively, or do you think they're still a pick-and-pop sort of offense? Because they don't have the three-point shooting if Redick's on the bench.
No, they don't.
And you can't trust Covington single game.
Let me just say this. He came off the bench. The clock had 6:59 on it in the first quarter. So it's a five-minute, but it can go longer. Who knows?
Right.
Maybe I'm making too much of it. But I just think the success deserved a chance to continue being successful.
Especially with Markel Fultz, who could not get on the court last year, and I feel like you got to earn your playing time. And I know he's the former number one overall pick, and he's going to get playing time, and you want to see him play out there, but it changes the offense. It's a pretty big change with him coming off, with Redick coming off the bench.
And here's the one line that Brett answered to, which his other starting lineup that was very successful with not near the number of time on the court as the starters that I named for you, which has Redick in it as opposed to Markel, was with Bellinelli and Amir Johnson, who's still with them, and then Ben, Joel, and I'm missing one, probably Dario.
And
so basically what he's saying, no, it couldn't have been Joel because Amir comes in for him. But anyhow, the bottom line is,
Was it with Ilyasova as the stretch four,
No, it was definitely Dario.
Okay.
Dario and Amir, Ben, Covington, Redick, well, Bellinelli. But this time it'll be Redick.
With Redick,
and basically he's just saying we can swap out. JJ could be what Bellinelli was in that lineup, which was a very successful line.
And Brett Brown loves Amir Johnson because he can set a good pick. I remember him because Amir Johnson got a lot of hate last year. He got killed on Twitter.
Wow, he's such a good guy.
So many people wanted Rashawn Holmes, and
getting killed that way. I'm sorry.
Because everybody wanted Rashawn Holmes because he had more energy or more firepower in terms of being able to grab a rebound and put it back in with a dunk. But
yeah, he did everything at the offensive
end. Brett Brown, there was a couple times he had to explain why he preferred Amir Johnson, and that was the defensive side, and also the ability to set a good screen. I still remember Brett Brown saying that he had to explain that Amir Johnson set good screens, and that's why he played him over Rashawn Holmes. And there were people that were furious about it last year.
Well, when you want to spot, when you want to get shooters open, you better have good screens.
So you got to be happy with that. And that's why Amir Johnson and Marco Bellinelli worked last year, because he was a guy that could set a screen for Marco Bellinelli.
And Bellinelli made threes left and right, falling to his right, falling to his left.
610-632-0975. Coming up next, I will tell the story about what happened at the bar. I need to get Dee's thoughts on it, and maybe people can jump in on the phones as well. 610-632-0975. One more hour for myself, Andrew Salchunas, and D-Line. I'm right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. Wentz returns and throws for 255 with a TD in the 2016 win over the Colts. Up next, the Titans on Sunday. We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at turnersvillejeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at turnersvillejeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at turnersvillejeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at turnersvillejeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for turnersvillejeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at turnersvillejeep.com. Oh, did I say turnersvillejeep.com?
Hi, this is Pierre Robert. You're not used to hearing me here, but I have an important message about suicide prevention. Sadly, each year we lose far too many to suicide. It's now the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. There is something we can do about it, though. Join me on Sunday, October 7th at the Philadelphia Museum of Art for the Walk to Raise Awareness for Suicide Prevention. Be a part of the movement turning hope into action and create a culture that's smart about mental health. Funds raised at the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Learn more at afsp.org/Philly Walk.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas, and I'm warming up for this week's pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Tune in before the game to hear my take on the return of Wentz Week 2 and how the Birds will do this weekend in Tennessee. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you, and don't forget to join us at Sugar House 3 hours before kickoff.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Sports Bettors of Philly, if you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at AllStarSportsPicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks is on a hot streak, going 3-0 last week in pro football and 5-1 in college football. So get on board right now and become a consistent winner every month. Start this week with 3 huge college game plays this Saturday. Ohio State, Penn State, Stanford, Notre Dame, BYU, Washington, and more. So log on and sign up at AllStarSportsPicks.com. That's AllStarSportsPicks.com.
If you're a pro, you know the drill. Pull off the impossible. Keep it affordable. Don't cut corners. The Home Depot is up to the challenge with top names like the Kohler Wellworth Toilet. Now at a great price, just $119, almost 30 bucks off. You don't compromise. With Kohler, you won't have to. The Kohler Wellworth Toilet, only 119 bucks. Now at the number one Kohler retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Valid through October 31st.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
You're world champions, man.
World champions.
You're world champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. From the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
901, 97.5 The Fanatic, D. Lynam, Andrew Salchunas. One more hour, taking it until 10 o'clock. Now, I was in the producer studio with our producer, Benny Odita. Before I get to our my bar story, I know you're excited for this, but maybe we should talk a little sports, because Benny Odita reminded me of something that I was actually trying to get Harry and Jason to talk about earlier in the week. And it's because Benny's watching the preseason game between the Warriors and the Timberwolves. And Jimmy Butler is not on the court, obviously.
Yeah, well, he's not even with the team right now.
So, and Benny said what I told Harry and Jason, there's got to be a stop to this eventually. Like, a commissioner has to step up and eventually stop this. So, I ask you, because you covered the Sixers for a long time, the NBA for a long time, has there ever been this much power for individual players? And it could just, it's not just the NBA. You have Jimmy Butler saying, trade me or I don't play. You have Le'Veon Bell in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Granted, he's not getting paid, but he's just sitting out. He's like, I don't need to play. You've seen so many players in the NBA do this. Kawhi Leonard sat out pretty much an entire season last year and said, if I still don't get traded, I'll sit out a second year. Have you seen it where it's this many players feel like they have this much power, especially in the NBA?
Well, with the Kawhi, I got to go back and say, he had an injury, and
he did.
He was seeing the guy in New York because he didn't feel like he was getting the treatment that he wanted. And the only reason I say it like that, because Andrew Toney felt like he had something serious going on, and in the end, he really did with his feet, and he didn't feel like, one, he was believed, or two, that it was being taken care of.
Okay.
So I just had to put Kawhi in that category, not saying that he didn't want to be traded, because we know we did,
yes,
obviously.
Right.
I'd have to think hard about, guys have always asked to be traded.
Remember T.O. doing, crunches in his driveway because he didn't want to show up. He wanted to get paid. And you know, I get that. People hold out all the time.
And in fairness, Iverson in a different way did it. And Billy King had to send him home. Ed Snyder, who you brought up earlier, he was, he's out of here.
Right.
He is out of here. And now you got to work hard to hopefully get some kind of deal that gets you something in return.
But I just feel like we're seeing more and more of it. And it's mainly...
Kyrie did it two years ago.
Yes, and it seems like it's mainly the NBA and the NFL because the NBA, I think the players run the league almost. Like, I think they have a lot of power with these max contracts. I
mean, it was a shift.
Timofey Mozgov got paid, right? And Timofey Mozgov does not have true NBA talent. So the NBA players themselves have a lot of power, a lot more power than Major League Baseball players have, a lot more power than NHL players have. And then in the NFL, Le'Veon Bell is the best running back in the league, and he has enough power to say, well, then I'm just not going to play until you pay me.
The only thing I will say this, he's not getting this money back. So it's close to $1 million. I always round it up. It's like $900,000. Mm-hmm. Each week that goes by, you're not getting it back now, and you're not getting in your next contract, in my opinion. You had a chance to make $14 million, and I think he can say, well, my body will be fresh, but you're still going to be 1 year older next year, and you can look around at the contracts of running backs in that league. I looked at LeSean McCoy's because, to me, that was the last guy who you could look at that got paid.
Well, Todd Gurley during this offseason, he got paid a lot. Yeah.
Gurley this year, but before this offseason.
Right.
And he was deserving. How old is he, though?
Todd Gurley, he's relatively young. That was after his...
I feel like
that
he's
was
younger
after
than
his rookie contract. Yes, yeah. So Todd Gurley, he's 24 years old.
We're talking about the second big contract, is my point. And you look around and who gets it. That's why I looked up LeSean when I did it. It was the second, when you're looking for the second one. It does not happen often, not for the money that he's saying.
And Le'Veon Bell, he turned 26 back in February, and he's been playing, and he gets
and he
a lot of touches. Yes,
400 touches, the only guy with 400 last year.
But do you feel like players in especially the NBA and also the NFL, do you think they have a lot more power? Do you think it's bad for the sport? Because even though what's going on in Minnesota with the Timberwolves and Jimmy Butler, it's not necessarily working. Obviously, they're not winning an NBA championship with that team, especially with the Golden State Warriors going on. But do you think the idea of super teams like the Golden State Warriors, the idea where Jimmy Butler can say, I'm out, I'm not playing, I don't care what's going on this year, I'm not playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves, do you think it's bad for NBA, for the NBA, and for sports in general when players have this much power?
Well, I'm going to say this. First of all, I don't see, Jimmy can't go back in that locker room.
All right, he's gone.
He's gone. it didn't help that the owner of the Timberwolves said, if you're not getting a deal done with my general manager or Thibodeau, who's not the general manager,
Tom Thibodeau, he does not want to trade him, right?
He's the one who traded to bring him to Minnesota. But you can't go against everybody's wishes. And I long before said that I don't know that I'm wrong, that Jimmy Butler in that locker room with Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins, because clearly something happened.
Right.
You can say there isn't, but there's too much. A little here said, a little here is said. And I'm saying, if he was supposed to be the bad cop for Tibbs, because Butler and Tibbs are tight, and he did that, and now those guys are angry with Butler, and we're not dealing with this. This is our team.
So I wonder, do you think it's bad for sports, though? I understand that's their own issues, that locker room. But do you think in terms of just the idea of sports and the players, I don't want to say players running the league is a bad thing. Obviously, they're the ones that are bringing the money in. They're the ones that you market these players. But it seems like every week now we're seeing a different name of a player saying, like, oh, I don't want to be here anymore.
Right. I think you should have to fulfill your contract.
610-632-0975. I agree with you there. Get a drink of your water. You're starting to lose a little bit. So now's a perfect time. As you drink your water, I tell you about what happened at the bar yesterday. So I was down at the Manayunk Brewery down on Main Street in Manayunk, you know, not too far from my place. And there were three seats left at the bar. And me and the fiance, we had two of them, and then there was three left. And a couple comes up to us. We didn't know it was just two of them. And all of a sudden, I hear in the back of my head, like, the conversation's behind us. And I hear, no, it's fine. I'll stand. And I noticed that there's one seat to the right of us. And I said, hey, you know, let's slide down. And I turned around and I said, it's all right, we'll move down. Now, thinking that there was three people, we slide down and she slides down and the guy sits down and the extra seat, she put her purse on it. So there was never, I waited about 10 minutes waiting to see if a third person was coming. Maybe they were just saving the seat. They were never saving the seat. So she took one seat and he was going to stand because she needed to put her purse on the seat. I've seen people put purses on the seats all the time. But the fact that she said, like, I'm putting my purse here, and he had to say, I'm standing. Both parties are in the wrong. A, she should say right away, I'll put the purse on my lap like my fiance was doing yesterday. And then he has the seat. And on his side, he can't. I could tell it's their first date. He can't say, oh, that's all right. Sure, you can keep your purse there. Now, you being someone who owns a purse, if there's two seats left at a bar, are you making the guy stand so you could put your purse on the bar stool?
First of all, that is ridiculous. And I carry a very heavy bag, which is silly on my part. So it needs its own seat, really,
right,
in my opinion.
And let me be clear, her purse was pretty big.
Yeah, but that's on us. That's on the individual. But in under no terms at a crowded bar do you do that. Now, if I'm the only one in there and there's no one next to me, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's fine. But I will say, I don't know who would put up with that. Why is he not saying, excuse me, there's one seat here. I know we haven't known each other very long, maybe 10 minutes, but that purse does not take the seat over me.
So it was bad on my part. Obviously, we were so interested by this. We were trying to listen in the conversations, and you could tell it was a first date. Because
did the purse stay there?
The purse stayed there. It stayed right next to me, and I had no problem with it. Like, if she leaves the purse there, she leaves the purse there. But the fact that there was two seats left, and she was going to make the guy stand, and then he was also okay with standing.
Yeah, that's...
Both parties are in the wrong here.
I mean, it's a very bizarre happening.
Like, I'm sorry, he's got to get out of that.
By the way, did you ever say to her, you know, there's probably a hook under the bar?
There were.
Yeah.
There were hooks
that's
there.
That's where your purse belongs.
She was going to make him stand because she needed a place to put her purse, and he was okay with it. I would have said, do you mind if you just put it on your lap and I'll sit down? Now, I've been in a relationship for over 5 years now, so I could just make fun of my girlfriend for saying that now. But the fact that he was going to stand and she was going to make him stand, That's a weird first date. Yeah, that's not a good start.
That's a terrible start on both ends. Nah, I guarantee you there's not a second date there.
No. So there's a violation. That's violation on both parties, I would say, right? I mean, I don't want to say
that's a violation.
Act like a man. Like, I'm not saying that, but it's like, you know, excuse me, I would like to sit down as well. And it's not like it was random strangers. Like, they were together, and she was going to make him stand.
Yeah, that's a strange one for me, Andrew. By the way, can I go back to my, is it bad for the game?
Yes.
Fulfilling a contract, I do believe, should happen. In Jimmy Butler's case, I believe that he, if they can't find a way to move him, and the franchise is in a terrible situation, but at the end of this year, he wasn't coming back anyhow. So they probably should have worked a little harder at the end of, or this summer, to move him.
So if he does not get traded, do you see another Kawhi Leonard situation where he doesn't play?
The only difference is he's
healthy.
And you don't give him his check. That's more like a Le'Veon Bell.
Now, would you want Jimmy Butler here in Philadelphia?
I said last week that I'd have to have some serious conversations with him, because if you go back to his Chicago days, there were rumblings that he was
interested in Philadelphia, right?
Well, and also that he would, you know, had words to say to people in the Chicago locker room. So my only issue would be, is it because you are demanding what you are willing to give and others aren't giving as much? But you can't have now two times where it seems like you're a little bit of the male discontent.
So with this, you know, there's that concern with he could be a locker room cancer, as a lot of people and like to say.
I wouldn't take him here because I'm not convinced he would stay.
Okay, so he tells you,
I'm not a short-term rental for him.
He tells you, I'm going to sign a four-year contract after this year. Are you going to do a trade for him? And if you do,
take a man at his word. I don't know.
Who are you giving up?
Yeah, well, I love when they said they asked for Ben Simmons, which, you know, that is only because Tibbs does not want to trade this guy.
Yes.
So making his point that, okay, you really want me to trade him? I'm going to ask for the moon and nobody will give it to me. And that's what he'll do.
Now, it's no question. Jimmy Butler is a great basketball player.
And he's a two-way guy.
Yes, like, and he has a ton of skill. So if he tells you that he's willing to stay for another 4 years, even though there are the concerns that he could be a possible locker room cancer, are you willing to move on from a guy like Dario and that 2021 first round pick, or a guy like Markelle Fultz for a guy like Jimmy Butler?
Well, it won't matter what I think. They won't move on from Markelle. I can tell you that. They want to see who this guy is going to be. I don't think a Jimmy Butler would do it for them, which is amazing. Well, I got news for you. Kawhi wouldn't do it for him. That was not enough. They refused to put Markel's name even out there.
Yeah, they did come out and say that Adrian Wojnarowski reported that those three guys were untouchable, Embiid, Simmons, and Markelle Fultz.
The rest of it was up for conversation. But
then again, Kawhi Leonard was saying, I'm going to L.A. after this 1 year. Jimmy Butler's not saying that. Jimmy Butler has not come out and said.
He has said he wants to go play with Kyrie. Possibly in New York, the two of them.
Yeah, with the Knicks, right?
The two of them could do what the LeBron, Bosh.
I don't know if you remember who said it, but there was those rumblings that Kevin Durant could also go to the Knicks at one point.
I can't see him leaving his current situation.
Thank you. I don't see him going anywhere outside of Golden State. And there's one guy out there, Scoop B. Robinson. I don't know if you've heard of him. Apparently, he believes that Kevin Durant is going to the Lakers, and he's talking to people that he's going to go to the Lakers and team up with LeBron James next year. I don't see that happening. And again, if it does, that's bad for the NBA, in my opinion.
Wow. Well, you say that, and there is a little bit of this going on, but LeBron, in going to the Lakers, he didn't have all his pieces ready to go. I actually, if Durant did that, I have a little bit of like, wow, I'd like to see that.
I would love to see it.
Here's what I say with that. Durant put the Warriors over the top, in my opinion, to be able to repeat like they.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair to say.
Fair to say.
Yeah.
If he's willing to go to the Lakers, it's because he believes that in himself being the piece that LeBron needs to now take down the guys up north.
But the problem with the NBA now, maybe not this year, but last year, it was like, all right, the regular season's going to be great at all, but we know who's winning the championship.
True, and that is not good food.
As soon as Kevin Durant and LeBron James team up, you're going to say, okay, the Lakers are going to win the championship.
Well, I wouldn't put it out with, because Golden State still could be a player in that if they still have Steph and Draymond and Klay
Thompson, yeah. You know, and who knows what you get out of Boogie Cousins this year if he's right. Boogie Cousins from 2-3 years ago.
And then you decide you want to keep him if Durant's going to go make this move. But I will say this. It does become where, if that happens, maybe it's Golden State and the Lakers that are battling it out there. But do you give anybody else a chance? No. That's one of the great things about the East right now.
Right. It's open.
It's wide open. Now, you still say there's not anybody going to put money on the Eastern Conference team, whoever it is going to be the champ. You can't. That's bad money.
I was saying last NBA Finals, I know this is blasphemous because I'm a Philadelphia 76ers fan. I almost wanted the Celtics to make it to the Finals because I thought that would have been a better matchup, the Celtics,
as opposed to the Cavaliers.
The Warriors. Yeah. As soon as the Cavs made it to the Finals, I was like, all right, this is over.
You know, I always say, though, if J.R. Smith had been just a little bit different, would that have changed anything in that series?
I'm still laughing about that. The fact that he pulled the ball out. When LeBron's open, wide open at the top of the key to hit a three. Even if he doesn't hit the three, he can drive. That was such a weird situation. But again, so do you think, again, you're a big basketball person. Are super teams good for the NBA? I don't think they are.
No, to the average fan, they aren't. But I will say this, the ratings would say they are. How is it that this league is the healthiest of, well, the NFL? We say the ratings are down, but
they've gone up this year.
Right.
Big time.
And I think because that is 8 home dates, you mark your calendar for
right.
them. It's 16 total. So, but just in terms of watching what the NBA has done from a financial and economic standpoint, it doesn't have a lull in it.
And they market their players very well.
And that is part of the deal. I think the other sports could do a far better job of marketing. Football markets their quarterbacks, of course. I mean, that's what we know. And that's the position
right.
that you know. But I think the NBA does a really good job of marketing. When there are new and fresh blood coming up, you know who they are.
Now, don't get me wrong. So I have sleep insomnia, so there's a lot of times I can't sleep at night. So I'm watching Warriors games because, sure. A, they're on TV when I'm up that late at night. B, it's amazing to watch them play and just how easy it is for them to move the ball around and hit threes, whether it's Steph or Clay or Kevin Durant. But when you're following the Sixers and they win 52 games last year and it's awesome, and even if they did get to the NBA Finals, they're playing the Warriors. And it could be, as great as the Sixers were last year, they could have gotten swept by the Warriors. Any team could have gotten swept by the Warriors last year. So when I look at super teams and I hear rumblings of Kevin Durant going to the Lakers or LeBron James, if that day comes, I'm going to roll my eyes, especially if Kawhi's there. You know, think about that. It's like,
well,
how can I be so connected? I'll be connected with the Sixers. I'm still going to watch the Lakers games because I'm going to want to watch that greatness. And I still watch LeBron with the Cavaliers because I appreciate greatness. You can say he's better than Michael Jordan. Some people can say that. Some people feel comfortable enough to say that. But when it comes to the finals and you know it's going to be a 4-game sweep or they win in 5, what's the point for some people? For the average fan, as you said, what's the point?
Right. I mean, you don't want it to not be competitive. And I would say this past one was the least competitive. It's the first time LeBron didn't have some real pieces around
right.
him. I mean, he carried them to that point, in my
It was
opinion.
Almost like the days when he was with Jadrunas Ilgauskas
exactly.
and Mo
with
Williams.
His first go around yeah. with the Cavs. Absolutely. So, but in terms of super teams, well, I mean, we're saying there's only one super team right now, and it's the Warriors.
Currently, yeah.
Currently.
Yeah, yeah. If you were to say that, currently.
Okay, so, but if you take a Durant and he goes to the Lakers with a LeBron, and let's just assume you still have an Ingram and Alonzo Ball.
Now you have two super teams. But then again, it's like, all right, the NBA championship.
Well, at that point, you're not putting the Sixers in there as a super team. You better be hoping they become that.
Who they bring in? They're going to have to bring in another player. Because unless Markelle Fultz develops into being a true number one overall pick, like he is that superstar. Again, today's NBA, you have to have 3, maybe even 4 stars to win in the NBA Finals.
Absolutely.
And right now, right now, the Sixers have two bona fide stars. Simmons and Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Redick's a great player. Shards is a great player. But they're not stars.
No, they're not.
They're in a lower level. And that's not, I'm not taking anything away from those guys. They're good pieces, and you need pieces like that. You need a Dario Saric in your team to win an NBA championship. Just like the Warriors have Sean Livingston. They have Draymond Green. Draymond Green is not the same level as Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. But you need a guy like Draymond on your team. But they have Steph, Klay, and Kevin. That's three stars. The Sixers have two right now.
Right. No, I agree. You have to go and find something else out there. And that's why this summer, that is it. You must do it. And then that brings into the conversation again a Jimmy Butler.
I would make a phone call. Now, you would have to
now,
see.
You could also go after a Kevin Durant if you wanted to.
Yeah, but when you're already hearing stuff about him possibly going to L.A. with LeBron or to the Knicks because he's playing in New York, I'm already, like, I get worried about that stuff.
Don't worry about Kevin Durant going to New York.
You don't think so?
Not in a... New York has so lost its cachet and is so far from being relevant again. I don't care. Porzingis can get healthy. They are so far from being relevant to the point of being able to attract a Durant. No way.
I love hearing that. I'm sure a lot of Sixers fans do as well. 610-632-0975. D-line them. Andrew Salchunas taking you till 10 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Stephon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount lease only. Trade down value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10/12/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter.
So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks, or try original chicken sausages ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Sports Bettors of Philly, if you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at AllStarSportsPicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks is on a hot streak, going 3-0 last week in pro football and 5-1 in college football. So get on board right now and become a consistent winner every month. Start this week with three huge college game plays this Saturday. Ohio State, Penn State, Stanford, Notre Dame, BYU, Washington, and more. So log on and sign up at AllStarSportsPicks.com. That's AllStarSportsPicks.com.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay. 126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. Tick tock, tick tock. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
Catch Birds game day action every week live from Sugar House Casino, starting with the Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas and Devon Givens. Watch the game on the big screen with me, Eitan Shander, Dollar Hot Dogs, $2 Miller Lite Drafts, free parking, and more. For more info, 975thefanatic.com. You must be 21.
Sports Talk for Paoli and all of Chester County. 975 The Fanatic.
9:30, 97.5 Fanatic. D. Lyman, Andrew Salchunas. We've been having some great basketball, Sixers related, but also NBA discussion. But I'm seeing something for the first time, D.
I'm seeing it for the first time, too.
And this came out 2 days ago, and that's how checked out of the Phillies I am. And I'm a big Phillies guy. I'm a big baseball person. I do a lot of stuff regarding the Phillies for the station. But I've been checked out. I've been watching the home run parades for the Rockies and now the Braves. And I see a headline pop up that Gabe Kapler, manager Gabe Kapler, seeks improvement through anonymous survey. And this is a quote from Gabe Kapler. I have sent out an anonymous survey to all our coaches and support staff to ask them to review my performance. He added, I'm collecting as much information as I can because I know that adjustments need to be made for 2019. We will be diligent in stripping out ego, seeking out what worked, and making changes where it didn't. This is...
But you know what? It's the irony is it goes back to what we said when we first came on the air, that if in fact he has players who have problems with the way they were managed this year, within reason, I mean, come on, nobody's ever perfect.
Right.
That if that was an over more than majority, then looking inside should have to take place by Gabe himself.
So Gabe Kapler,
technically that is what he did.
He sent out a survey, and the people that respond to it, it's anonymous, so they can say whatever they want, and their names won't be a part of it. It won't be shown. This tells me that this guy's insecure already.
See, now some would say it's the other way. That he's so sure in what he does, but he's willing to, I'm willing to listen.
See,
that's what that's saying.
So I say insecure, and he's basically saying, hey, Matt, don't fire me yet because, like you said, I'm willing to listen. And maybe that's a good thing. And Chip Kelly refused to listen. But this guy's sending out a survey because he knows people aren't happy with him right now.
But he can take the results and do what he wants. He basically is taking the lead here.
Here's what I fear with bringing back Gabe Kapler next year. Let's say they're through the month of May and they're 500 and then they end up just firing him. Now you're with an interim manager for the rest of the season. And maybe do you consider just getting ahead of it and saying, my bad. Like Matt Klentak admits that he made a mistake hiring Gabe Kapler. Now, it's also not a good thing that you went from Charlie Manuel, you won a World Series with, then you went to Ryan Sandberg for, what, a year and a half, 2.5 years until he walked out.
And then Pete.
Then you go Pete Maccannon, and now you're in year one with Gabe Kapler, and people are already questioning whether or not this guy is the guy. That much turnover in a clubhouse is not good for any sport, right?
Any
it doesn't
sport,
matter
no.
what sport it is. If you're head coach, or if you're manager, or if you're general manager, you have that much turnover, it's not a good thing. So maybe it's at the point where Klentak just says, well, we have to see what this guy can do in year two.
We have to stabilize the situation.
But this guy's sending out surveys and letting people answer them anonymously about
you
his performance.
You think he did that without Klentak knowing?
No, I'm sure he probably went up to Matt Klentak and said, I'm going to do this. I'm very interested, and I hope somebody like Jim Salisbury, who covers the Phillies for NBC Sports Philadelphia, can find some of the answers from some of the people. And I wonder if some of those people actually open up.
But you would not want your name to be on it, because the whole point of having an anonymous survey is to keep
right,
it anonymous.
I mean, open up as in, like, let me tell you how I really, really feel, Gabe. Like, I think what you do here is bad. What you do here is bad. Like, there's a lot of stuff that he did poorly. There's always that thought of a manager really only wins you a couple games and loses you a couple games. I feel like he lost a lot more games than he won this year.
Than most people would give that position, so to speak.
Right. And when you talk about his looking into the bullpen and what pitchers match up with what batters, that's not that hard. Like, those statistics are there.
There is a little bit of irony in how this is ending. And if we remember how it all started.
When he pulled Aaron Nola after, 68 pitches in the sixth inning, and then,
I mean, that first weekend was brutal.
It was a disaster, and he came home and got booed. And he deserved to be booed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He opened up about it. He said, I deserve to be booed because of my performance.
But literally, it has come to a full circle around how it started. You don't think he's getting booed tonight?
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
And he may
Well, actually, no, because it's not many people there.
But that's the bad thing. There's so
actually, it could be because it was a beautiful night. And this last weekend is always about.
And Aaron Nola pitched today, got some people in.
Yeah, I all summer long I said he's must see either in person or must see TV for me.
And those two starts where he went head to head with Max Scherzer, that was much watched TV, because Scherzer's probably the best pitcher in baseball, and Aaron Nola's got numbers to go against that. You know, Aaron Nola could win Cy Young over Max Scherzer. I still think Jacob DeGrom with the Mets wins Cy Young.
Absolutely. Come on. Those numbers are crazy.
The people that only base it off of wins and losses, there's people here at the station that only base it off of wins and losses. No, it's not how it should work. If a guy's got a sub 2 ERA and it's not his fault that the offense around him can't score runs.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that I'll put it similar to Russell Westbrook getting the MVP on a bad team, not a very good team. Because he averaged a triple-double. Hadn't been done since Oscar Robertson.
Right,
I mean, come on. So you got to go. When the numbers are that crazy, you can't blame the lack of wins because you're not supported with talent around you.
Right. People say, oh, Russell Westbrook did too much. Well, no, he kind of had to because
he didn't have anybody around him.
He didn't have anybody else around him.
Kevin had left him.
So, I look at this, and it's It's just shocking. And it's so Gabe Kapler, though, when you hear him speak.
But here's the deal. We'll never, I mean, there's a game tomorrow and then it's all done. How will we ever know what came of the survey?
Well, if he gets fired, I'm sure there's going to be some bad answers. Yes. We're going to find out. 610-632-0975. It was so strange to see that pop up on the timeline. And again, I'll try to find one of the Twitter polls that have been run. A lot of people, I give people credit in Philadelphia. There have been a majority of people saying he deserves a second year because of their performance at, even though they fell under 500 and they dropped off. There was a point in time where they were 15 games over 500 and no one believed that the Phillies would be in a situation to be in that spot. But then again, this utter collapse, did players actually quit on Gabe Kapler? Now, you, during your time covering the Sixers, were there players that quit on a coach before that you know of that maybe opened up? And maybe you don't give out the name.
Sure.
But
I mean, people would say before Eddie Jordan was let go that they questioned if that team still had fight in them. I would say that.
So do you think players quit Gabe Kapler? Because if they did, then he's got to go. If players straight up said, I quit on this guy, not because I'm upset with the way we fell apart, I'm upset with the way we lost. No, this guy made me quit this year. Then there's an issue.
I think it's going to be less than it. I think you could find players who may not particularly enjoy him. I don't think anybody's ever going to say they quit on somebody. We can judge it from the outside.
Yeah, a player won't open up with that because then that puts a bad taste in other teams' mouths.
But if you quit on this guy, who says you won't quit on my guy?
Right.
So
Carlos Santana, he spoke out the other day saying, I love playing for Gabe. He makes it such a great locker room and stuff. But how good of a locker room is it right now? There can't be happy people in that locker room right now.
No, and I one of the things I used to find remarkable was going through the 5 years of trusting a process, which I didn't trust at the time, was that was still pretty together locker room, always.
Yeah, but I think they also knew that they weren't winning.
The end game. Oh, right.
They knew they weren't winning,
right,
and they knew what they were doing.
Not this experience.
This team fell apart. Team collapsed. It was a big collapse. And there was points where the Braves, like when you look at the standings and you see the last 10 games, what their record was, the Phillies were 3-7 and the Braves were 4-6.
Correct.
So like the Phillies were always in a position to
win.
They
could have done something, sure.
And they never did. And is that because they're just not that talented, which I believe there's part of that. I said before the season started they were not a playoff team, and people did not like me for saying that, especially when they got off to a hot start. I did not think they were a deep enough roster.
So then maybe we don't give enough credit to the fact that maybe part of being in the position they were was because
of the manager.
And also a bad division that allowed you to stay alive.
Right. A lot of people had the Nationals winning the World Series this
year. And look at where they're there.
And, you know, they were in third place. They surpassed the Phillies. But I have a poll up. This is from September 26th. And the question was, we saw what happened after year one of Doug Peterson, but now it is time to ask the question after year one of Gabe Kapler. Should the Phillies move on from Gabe Kapler?
What was the result?
62% said no, he deserves at least one more year.
And that was what date?
3 days ago, September 26th. This was after they were completely eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, wow. 62 is high.
That's a pretty high number, and that's something that kind of surprises me because you've been in Philadelphia for a long time. We react negatively in a very strong and passionate way, and that's not necessarily a bad thing all the time. A lot of people wanted Doug Peterson fired, and those people are all sort of, they have their heads down because he won the Super Bowl in year two. I'm on the fence with Gabe Kapler. I did not like the hire to begin with, so I'm still on the negative side of Gabe Kapler.
There was a time people wanted Charlie out too, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Charlie.
2009, people were ready
up
to move
arms.
On.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
He didn't know how to do a double switch. So people were upset with, and that's when they got to the World Series for the second straight year.
What's worse, not knowing the double switch or the shift?
Not knowing the double switch is pretty bad.
It was more of a rhetorical question,
yeah,
but you see what I'm saying.
Or you can say what's worse, that or Doug Peterson not knowing that there's multiple channels in the headset. That's pretty bad too. 610-632-0975. But hey, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl, and he's still a very good head coach. You see what he's doing with the offense. So maybe,
honestly, some would say he's bold.
He's very bold.
He's more be bold than the Phillies.
So I wonder, it's interesting what people think about Gabe Kapler, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in year two and what happens this offseason, because the Phillies have no more buzz. They flatlined. There is no buzz until you hear a report that they're in
Machado
the running for Machado or Harper. 610-632-0975. One more segment for myself and D Lineham. You got Checkpoint Radio coming up for at 10 o'clock, so I know you're fired up for that. Benny Odita is. He'll be there for that entire show. 610-632-0975. Andrew Salchunas, D Lineham, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
NFL Week 4, and the Birds are on the road to Nashville. After a victory at home, the Eagles are favorites in Sunday's matchup with the Titans. Start your football Sunday at 10 a.m. with Trey, Devon, and Jason Martinez live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. Carson's back, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association for Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to 23K for cancer research. Official contest rules are located on AACRFoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay. 126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. TikTok, TikTok. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, during the Dell annual sale, we're offering up to 40% off select PCs with Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers when using Dell Business Credit. Go to dell.com/dvcpromos for details.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/philly.
Sports bettors of Philly, if you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at allstarsportspicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks is on a hot streak, going 3-0 last week in pro football and 5-1 in college football. So get on board right now and become a consistent winner every month. Start this week with three huge college game plays this Saturday. Ohio State, Penn State, Stanford, Notre Dame, BYU, Washington, and more. So log on and sign up at allstarsportspicks.com. That's allstarsportspicks.com.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds head out to Tennessee this coming weekend. At game time, the temperature should be around 82 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. There is a 60% chance of rain towards the beginning of the game, but skies should be clear by the half.
Hello?
Get off the phone, Mom.
Your phone is always with you. Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
One more segment for myself, Andrew Salchunas, and D-Lineham. We've been talking about all different kinds of stuff today. But the biggest thing just happened, and the excitement for Gritty, which I just don't understand, continues. Gritty and the Philly Fanatic are together at the Phillies game and hugged each other on the dugout, on top of the dugout. And it's breaking the internet. They put out this tweet 15 minutes ago. Hashtag break the internet of the Fanatic and Gritty embracing in a hug. It's already got over 2,000 favorites. It's almost at 1,000 retweets. And the amount of publicity that Gritty has gotten this year so far in a week.
In a week.
That tweet right there will blow up.
It's unbelievable. I wonder if the San Diego Chicken would ever have gotten this kind of love.
The San Diego Chicken?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Who is the San Diego?
I gotta look this up. Andrew.
Who is the San Diego Chicken?
That was really the first mascot, like predating the Fanatic, that people would literally want them to come to their event. And
oh, look at this thing.
Yeah. And he was known for his performances. The Fanatic, to me, is the biggest in this era. But the Chicken was the first to where people wanted to hire, you know, it would source him out.
Oh, my God.
And bring him to his
event. The Philly Fanatic's obviously huge.
The biggest.
Yeah, the Fanatic's in the...
But part of, we'll see with Gritty. Gritty's huge right now by making the media tour. But your performance in-game is what makes the Fanatic.
What are your thoughts on Gritty so far? I am obviously on the minority here because the amount of love this guy's getting, I'm so confused.
Well, I have to say the marketing of it is genius.
Oh, yeah.
Genius that way.
Whoever created Gritty.
I find his face a little scary, to be honest.
Well, yeah, and there was a video. I played audio of it earlier this week. There was Gritty was walking through the hallways of the Wells Fargo Center, and a little, I couldn't tell if it was a boy or girl, excuse me, but a little kid screamed, "I'm scared."
Right.
And it wasn't to be funny. The child wasn't trying to be funny. The child was actually scared of Gritty.
Now I'm going to tell you. That many people said because majority of the people who go to Flyers games aren't children, that it's more millennials and, you know, they're the diehards. So they weren't really worried.
The same 20,000 every single night.
Right, and that they weren't worried about scaring anybody because they think they know their fan base well enough. I don't know if that's part of it.
The amount of love Gritty is getting, I'm confused by, but maybe because of how much publicity he's getting, people are loving it.
Yeah.
Even more.
I mean, how did he get booked on Jimmy Fallon?
I don't know. He was on Good Morning America. He's on Jimmy Fallon. And I don't want to bash Gritty because obviously he's being loved by this entire fan base, it seems like. But
Franklin never got that kind of love.
Well, I'm a hip-hop guy.
I was, too.
No offense.
My kids
no offense
loved
to Franklin. I'm not a big Franklin. Franklin's got to mix things up, too. Franklin does the same things every single game.
Well, that's what we're going to see. Gritty better have... enough juice to back up this, you know, going viral.
Do you think he fell down on purpose? Because I think he did.
You do?
Yeah. I think that was all an act.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I feel better about it because you have to be able to skate if you're Gritty.
Yeah, this Gritty. And then I don't know if you saw, there was the last home game for the preseason. He actually had people dressed up as Secret Service members around him. Like, this is how big this thing's getting, is you have fake Secret Service members around Gritty.
It's well thought out, I'm telling you.
Somebody, whoever created Gritty
and
deserves a raise.
And continues to make it happen. I mean, it didn't just go one day and boom.
Oh, it's still going on. Yeah. And again, now this picture with the Philly Fanatic, arguably the biggest mascot in all of sports. Now the two of them are getting a picture together. You have, if Gritty is near the level of the Fanatic, Philadelphia wins with mascots, right? They all, I mean, you don't even have to include Franklin. Just the two of them alone win.
And by the way, you know how in hockey, like people always say, Coatsy, Jonesy.
Yes, Gritty's perfect.
Gritty, you have to have the Y at the end.
Well, you also can't go Grit because that's TJ McConnell.
Right. but in that sport, everything has a Y at the end.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, so. All right, so we're about to wrap it up. There is a football game tomorrow. Yes. What are your final, what's your prediction
Can I say,
for tomorrow?
Last week I said Carson would go 21 for 35. And he was 25 to 37.
That's
I wasn't
pretty good.
I was
no,
pretty
not,
good.
Yeah,
right. I was in the
off.
Ballpark,
Does
right?
he reach 300 yards this weekend?
Well, their corner's coming back, Jackson, right?
Yes.
And they
have a good defensive front.
Right,
They're
right.
very underrated.
Right. I'm going to say no.
Okay. I think around 285 is where I'm at.
Better, okay.
But I think it's going to look cleaner than last week. Last week, the first possession was awesome. And then there was a couple of ugly possessions after that. So I think you're going to see a cleaner offense, especially with Alshon Jeffrey, J.J. back. I have the Eagles winning. I'm going to go around like it's like a weird score, like a 19-13 Eagles win. It's going to be like what we've seen the first two wins.
Yeah, what was last weekend?
Last week was 20-16. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to bump it up to 24. I think it's a... I don't trust that defense. I know that sounds terrible. All right,
so
I'll
you're
go.
Worried about the Eagles' defense, even against
a
banged up Marcus Mariota.
You keep saying
I'm
that.
I'm in this rocking chair.
Yeah, I know, and he did only pass for 100 yards last week. All right, fine. I'll say 24-17.
24-17 Eagles, correct?
Correct.
24-17 Eagles. D line was saying, "I'm with a weird score, 19-13 Eagles tomorrow.
Yeah, keeping it low. All right,
and they'll be 3-1, and they're going to be ready to play Minnesota." And
at the link the following week.
At the link, the Vikings fans that do... I wonder if Vikings fans travel.
And then Andrew's going to have some buzz to him.
Yeah, finally, because there hasn't been buzz in Philadelphia. There needs more buzz.
I hear you.
D, it was a pleasure.
It was fun.
Our second show together. I'm sure there's going to be more coming up soon. I can't wait. I hope we get to work together during the Sixers season.
Oh, you're going to like it.
I'm gonna love it. I'm so excited for the Sixers to be back in actual action, not Melbourne United. Everybody, thank you for listening, tweeting the show, and calling in. Benny O did a great job producing the show today. He's got Checkpoint Radio coming up. I know he's fired up for that. So stick around. Checkpoint Radio next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Okay.